From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. This has not been a good month for President Bush. His public support has plummeted to 37%, according to a new Associated Press poll. Growing opposition to the war in Iraq seems to explain only part of the public's dissatisfaction. Pollsters say we're also seeing America's response to events right here at home, anxiety over jobs and housing, and lingering anger over the handling of Hurricane Katrina. This is especially true among African Americans. These issues fall under the watch of Claude Allen.
As the president's senior domestic policy advisor, my job is to advise him on all domestic policy that's non-economic. So it deals with housing, labor, education, Justice Department issues, veterans issues. It really crosses the gamut of issues that really affect the lives of your listeners and Americans every day. And the Katrina disaster really brought that home as we were looking at issues of how do we deal with providing housing, how do we work getting the kids who were evacuated back into school, how do we help get people back into jobs. So these are issues that we advise the president on every day, and it's a real privilege to do so from this position in the White House.
Claude, you sit in an interesting position. You obviously have access to the president and his ear. I'm curious what you and others have been telling him in relation to what seems to be now an eroding base, and it was never that large, frankly, and that's the support of African Americans, many of whom look at those policies, those areas you just talked about, and feel they're being left behind.
Well, I think the important thing that I tell the president, what we try to advise him, is that while there's evidence that people are suggesting that the president's support is eroding, we believe that we're making great strides to benefit African Americans. And in the end, the facts will be supported and will be the reason why I think African Americans and history will prove that this president has served our community well. For example, education opportunities. Under the president's No Child Left Behind initiative, the national report card came out about a month ago, and it shows that the community that has benefited most from raising the standards and no longer accepting the soft, bigotry of low expectations are African Americans. Our kids closed the gap by 13 points in reading and math, and that's significant. Home ownership is up in our community. These are issues that under this president's watch, we've made a commitment and we're following through to achieve that commitment that more African Americans will own their homes. Businesses, African Americans, more than white Americans, are likely to want to start their own businesses, and that's been part of the policies of this administration. So while I think there's been some damage in terms of the media coverage and how they try to portray the president, the policies that he promotes, whether it be education, health care, home ownership, helping people make right choices, to get out of poverty, focusing on our youth, and, the safety net issues, this president's record is a strong one that we'll continue to remind him of and American people of.
That being said, Mr. Allen, there are, as you know, tremendous problems as relates to unemployment, particularly among African-American men across this country. There is still what is believed to be, perceived to be, tenuous at best support of affirmative action from this administration. There are concerns that some of the social gains, particularly those that fall under the auspices of the Justice Department, are being turned away by this administration. What do you say to those critics?
Well, actually, that's not the case. In fact, if you look at, for example, while there have been challenges in terms of accessing jobs, our economy is growing, and African Americans are benefiting from that. So, for example, we know that, again, by getting a good education, by not lowering the standards that says because of the color of your skin or because of your where you live or because you may have a developmental disability, we're going to lower the standards for you. We're not doing that. That, therefore, puts African Americans in a position to compete for and to get better jobs. In terms of affirmative action, this administration has defended and will continue to defend the rights of all Americans, particularly African Americans, to participate fully in society. And as an example of that is, again, Katrina. Certainly, the response to Katrina was slow in terms of those who were getting access to do the recovery work. Under this president, he gets a report every week that points out the level at which small and disadvantaged businesses, minority-owned businesses, are getting access to those development dollars, and we're making sure that happens. The president asks for that. He gets it every week. He is keeping an eye to make sure that we're being fair in how we're doing that. And so I think just the issues you raised, the criminal justice system, we're seeing that in criminal justice area, the crime rates are going down in our communities. There's less crime being committed in them, and there are less of us being the victims, therefore the perpetrators there as well.
Mr. Allen, many people said Hurricane Katrina unveiled the face of poverty in America, but I can take you to New York, my hometown of Detroit. I can take you down south to Florida, out west to areas of Los Angeles, almost anywhere we go, Cleveland. And you can find poverty, particularly amongst African Americans, that is particularly in today's day and age with this kind of wealth the country has, at best deplorable, abject by many standards. How can we really say that this kind of poverty was hidden or even regional?
Well, I think for you and I, that's a reality. I could take you to sections right here in D.C. where I've grown up and show you that type of poverty that exists. What happened, I think that for the first time for many Americans, it was their first exposure to understand that these problems are not problems that simply exist in Africa and Latin America and places around the world, but actually are here in America. And this president has been committed to finding solutions that address the root causes of that, namely the lack of good education, the lack of training for 21st century jobs, and not having, in our communities, for example, having banks at which you can go to and have money invested, whether it's from your week-to-week paycheck or something else, but that you have these resources right there where you live. And so you're right. This has been a problem, persistent. The president made a commitment that we would not rebuild that region that without taking into consideration the past history of the region, but also recognizing that we have an opportunity to do it differently. Again, this president has worked hard. The economy has created more than 1.9 million jobs over the past 12 months. Again, many of our people are getting those jobs. Are there enough of them? No. Not enough of our people are getting those jobs, partly because we need to have the skills. We need to have the tools to do that. And so we are trying to fashion policies that benefit our community while benefiting all of America at the same time.
Claude, have you advised, and if you have, give me the response from the president as to the outreach to Black America? We've had Ken Melman on this program. We know the RNC is attempting to do that, yet we don't see the kind of outreach that I think most African Americans want to see, particularly considering the poll numbers for this president.
Well, the president has taken opportunities to do just that. I mean, he meets here. He's met with African American leaders. That's not always publicized. And again, our president believes that he's the president of all the people, and he is not trying to exploit by advertising who he's meeting with. But, for example, I traveled with the president to Indianapolis, to the Indianapolis Expo, where he spoke about these very issues we're talking about, and that is the ownership society. How do we make it so that African Americans can fully participate in the prosperity of this country, and not just some, but all have the opportunity to do so as they choose to? And so these are issues that we're focusing on. We will continue outreach efforts. You know, this administration, this president, has had more African Americans in his administration than any other administration prior to this one.
Would it be fair to suggest, though, that there is a hesitancy, if not on his part, certainly by his handlers, to be careful in what areas he chooses? We know the highly publicized question of the invitation to the NAACP conventions, but there have been others, those of us in the media who have on countless occasions attempted to talk with this president and have continued to be denied, and other instances like that.
Well, I'm not quite sure when you said others who've attempted to talk to the president have been denied. I'm not aware of that. But I could tell you that the president has met several times with Bruce Gordon, for example, the current head of the NAACP. So I don't want to get into the discussion of whether he goes to the conference or not. Those issues come up. And again, there are differences sometimes between leaderships of organizations and the fact that the president still chooses to reach out and to promote policies that benefit African Americans. That's the message we're going to continue to communicate. I know that on my part, as the president's chief domestic policy advisor, I welcome and listen to and engage and work with leaders from all communities. I regularly talk with members of the Congressional Black Caucus. I work very closely with African American leaders in the communities at the state and local level. I work very closely with, again, our faith community leaders. Why? Because the president has set a very high standard that we be open to and working with all Americans, because regardless of whether they supported him in the 2004 election in large numbers or large degree, he still represents them as their president. Here's two examples of where I believe this president has made a difference in elevating issues that particularly impact our community. One of them, again, is the education issue. As I mentioned, the president's policies have benefited African Americans disproportionately, which means we've closed the gap more with our white counterparts. Secondly, an area that has had a significant impact on our community is HIV/AIDS. This president has raised and elevated the issue that is plaguing our community, a health issue that many don't want to talk about. And the president is calling for this government to commit resources that are going to go after that problem that's tearing our families apart. And then the last area I'll point out is in the area of criminal justice, where we do have so many of our African-American men and women who are incarcerated. That has had a heavy toll on our community as it relates to providing leadership, providing fathers in the community that could help our young men have good role models. We have initiatives that we're focusing on that to benefit our community as well.
Claude Allen, domestic policy advisor to the president, we thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Great to be with you.